For Abraham, do you think circumcision was an outward sign of an inward work?
Definitely. I think it's that simple. In other words, I think in every aspect, that's what the sacraments, the ordinances are. They are external signs of an inward working.
Definitely. Yeah. And you did answer that one. The next one is, if God credits righteousness to Abraham because of his faith, how can saving faith be, as some say, a gift? Wouldn't then God be crediting himself? Do you want to look at it again? Or?
I think, now I'm going to answer that question in the affirmative. I think, yes, he would be. And rightly so. Because God is the one who gets the glory for our salvation.
Yep, yep.
So I can't boast about anything. That's what Paul makes clear. There's no boasting before God. So I can't even, in one sense, say, well, I believed. It's my faith. No, the faith is a gift from God. And therefore, ultimately, yes, God gets the credit for everything.
Definitely.
But the fact that it is from him makes it all the more imperative for us to cry out to God to give us saving faith. I mean, there may be people who say, I just can't believe this stuff. Well, you know you can't. But God can give you that faith. And so, again, that makes me absolutely depend upon God for every single aspect of my salvation.
I heard Spurgeon say a comment on this about faith. Faith is it's not the source of our salvation. It's just the channel which we receive what God's already done.
Yeah, exactly.
The next question is, it's a good one, actually, and we've done a lot of discussions about this as leaders. So what does Eastgate require for baptism? We've got a full paper on that one, so mm-hmm. How about we post that on the website instead of answering? But do you want to quickly answer it?
Yeah, I think the website answers that, and I'll be glad to talk about it in more detail. We require that if a person is going to be baptized, that number one, if they're an adult or a person of understanding, they have to have made a credible profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And in other words, they say, yes, I'm trusting Christ alone for my salvation. And I want this baptism now to be a sign of the fact that I believe Christ washed away my sin. We also have people in our church that have a covenantal baptism view, which is the fact that, like Abraham was given the right to give that sign to Isaac, who was only 8 days old, he was looking to the fact that God would accomplish his promises in Isaac by faith. And therefore, if people want to have their children baptized in Eastgate, it's required that the parents themselves are believers and understand that clearly, and they promise that they will bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So it's either faith, covenantal baptism, or believer's baptism. The element of faith still has to be professed, either by the parents for a child, or at least by a person who's coming as an adult. So that's our position, and we're allowing liberty there because not everybody is a covenantal Baptist here. Not everybody is a believer Baptist only.